Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I'm John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World, with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, speaking of the island chains of the Pacific. Australia much in the news with a new government, and a government that is pledged to address climate change immediately, but at the same time inheriting from the previous government the quandary of the Solomon Islands. I learned from Cleo's reporting most recently at the Sunday Guardian in Canada that what we have here is something of a deliberate mystery. Invited to the Solomon's Islands most recently were Americans, Japanese, and Australians, but not Indians. I could make a conclusion, but I wonder what Delhi thinks of this, Cleo.
So, and add to that, it seems like Wang Yi is going to be showing up with China's foreign minister with a delegation of about 20 people. So the Indian, information I got was that the Indian High Commissioner has been trying to go there, and he's based in Papua New Guinea, neighboring country, and he is accredited to the Solomon Islands. So he is actually India's official representative to the Solomon Islands, but he has not been able to go. And he, in fact, has been told, don't come until July. There's nobody to meet you. This is completely unnormal behavior in diplomatic circles. And the conjecture is that this is being done under Chinese pressure, that they're stalling the Indians coming in because of all of the Quad countries. India is actually the one that's been the most effective at pushing back on Chinese political warfare in third-party countries. So they've been effective at weakening the Chinese hold over the Maldives, over Nepal. They're currently working on trying to get Sri Lanka an out from its disastrous economic relationship with China. So they know how to fight China in political warfare terms. They've done it domestically. They banned TikTok and WeChat, and so knocked out some of that espionage activity. They put a $700 million fine against a Chinese telecoms company for money laundering. They fight China on the political warfare front in a way that nobody else has to date. And so China would see India coming into a place like the Solomons and working with the opposition groups, the provincial leaders, the civil society groups, all of the vast majority of the Solomon Islanders who are concerned about Chinese activity, as being actually the biggest threat to China, much more so than what the Australians have been doing or some of the other partners have been doing, because the Indians understand Chinese political warfare extremely well, as do many Americans, but they fight it. They know how to fight it. So that's why it seems like the Chinese put pressure on their colleagues in the Solomons to keep the Indians out. So that's just something to bear in mind for the Quad meeting, that India brings this unique element to the Quad on the political warfare front that could be leveraged if the other partners enable it and give it some space.
I note in your report that one of our heroes, there are protagonists and antagonists in this drama, Daniel Sudani, the premier of Malaita, the most populous province of the Solomons, has identified this as a problem that needs to be addressed. We can't understand why the government doesn't eagerly welcome the representative of the world's largest democracy, etc. Has there been a response from the Prime Minister, Sogavare?
Nothing. There's been nothing. Complete silence. Yeah, I mean, the rest of that quote is, you know, you're welcoming the representatives of the world's largest autocracy. Why aren't you, you know, welcoming the world's largest democracy? And that's really what it comes down to. It's a battle of systems. And you can judge governments by, you know, are they welcoming the autocrats or are they welcoming the Democrats, the Democratic people? And that'll tell you an enormous amount about, you know, what you're dealing with in terms of a government.
The U.S. is a member of the Quad. Kurt Campbell traveled to the Solomons. The White House is informed. The National Security Council is informed. Do we, the U.S., have a check to the PRC predation? Do we speak to them directly? Cut it out.
So there were some messages conveyed publicly that sounded like they were being conveyed to the Solomons, but actually were probably being conveyed to China. And that delegation did some very smart things. It met with the leader of the opposition and it met with church leaders, unlike the Australian delegations, unlike the Japanese delegations. And also, they have given money for development directly to the provinces. So that cut out that middleman corruption and it made sure that it got to the people. And that was very popular. So and the U.S. is finally reopening its embassy in the Solomon Islands. This is the site of the Battle of Guadalcanal. There was no U.S. embassy. Can you imagine? So now, but that's going to be reopened. So there is some very useful movement in the Solomons now. And it would be very good if that was expanded to some of these other countries that we've just mentioned, because the way China works is it pushes on all doors. And if one door opens, it'll run right through. But that doesn't mean it stopped pushing on the other doors. So even if we close the Solomon's door a little bit, that doesn't mean Vanuatu, PNG, Timor-Leste, Kiribati, Fiji, those doors won't continue to be pushed upon.
Cleo Pascal, Senior Fellow for the Foundation of Defense of Democracies, my guide to this vast part of the globe. The Republic of Vanuatu, the Republic of Kiribati, Fiji, Tonga, Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands. If I've missed anything, Cleo will keep me informed. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.